Well, well, well. Seems like the rumors are true. We finally got ourselves a human. Oh, don't look so surprised. Word travels fast around here. And I wager, by lunchtime, everyone will know about you. Come here. Let me look at you. Unbelievable. You've got saliva on your face already. Who got to you first? Her. Well, that won't do. Go close that door and come sit in my desk. We've got some time before class starts, and I want you to understand the rules around here. Alright. I know about your stupid bracelet and the fucking trial. But honestly, who cares? You could be the founder himself, and I'd still have you wrapped around my fingers. So let me be clear. I don't care who the fuck you are. You're just a toy to me. And I always get first dibs on boys like you. You smell pleasant. Enough. Being half-dragon, the taste of burning ash in the air can be overwhelming. But there's just something intoxicating, distinct, about pheromones from human. Now listen. You're going to unzip your pants for me. Do not hesitate. Unzip. Now. Oh, let's reach in and see just what we're playing with. What a nice treat. Let's start by getting this human cock nice and hard with some warm dragon spit. You feel nice in my hands. I see your bracelet has no color yet. So I must be your first encounter. I'll make this memorable for you. An orange bracelet represents the Hots, or the most popular students at this academy. I'm also the captain of the cheerleading squad. So you could say I'm above everyone else. This is my school. And what I say goes. All the other students report to me. And considering that you're the newest meat around, that means you report to me. If you don't, and I'll have you stuffed into a locker. Do you understand? Why does your cock twitch when I threaten you? So honest. Do you like being subjugated? Well, I like how hard you are. What a pretty, pretty cock. When you see my wings above the heads of other students in the hallway, you best know your place and greet me properly. How about some practice? Repeat after me. Good morning, Miss Kitty. Go on, say it again. You don't want me to stop touching you, do you? Louder this time. That's a good boy. Let me ask you something. Do you see any other boys here at this academy? No? Do you know why? See, this is a monster girl academy. And you'd be hard-pressed to encounter anything other than us for many, many miles. We've never had a genuine cult to play with. Aside from the magical cocks we conjure from the void. But I like yours. Much better. The warmth is exquisite. And watching you squirm in my hands is so nice. I'm almost curious to see what you taste like. Oh, your eyes are so round. I don't think you understand just how bad everyone wants you. But I'm different. I don't yearn for boys, let alone humans. And you don't get to come unless I allow you to. Got it? I'll reward you. As long as you don't fucking get on my nerves. Because I could be so much meaner. I could always squeeze these cute little balls of yours. Just to show you who's boss around here. But I'll play nice. For now. And when word gets out that the Hots have a new human boy toy, it'll be the envy of the entire academy. We could have you strapped down to a dormitory bed, blindfolded, gagged, cock ring to keep you hard, and a line of eager little sluts ready to ride you until you black out from pleasure. Oh, imagine the brownie points I'd get in favors. Your cock's been a hard, twitchy mess. How are you holding up, sweetie? Who's a good boy, yeah? Oh, don't you blush, I wasn't talking to you. This here. Your cock's my good boy. Yes, he is. Yes. He is. But you're still in need of some education. My good boy here deserves to be kissed. I'll reward him by cleaning off all his pre-gum. You taste all right. Good boy. You better not be getting close yet. Hang on to that desk if you have to. I'm not done with you. So much pre-cum. Are humans always this eager to ejaculate? Just keep it in like a good boy would. Dragon tongue. I can bring you over the edge. But I can also drive you deep into the ground when you finally land. Pleasure and pain is my expertise. Do you think you can handle this? I can see you straining. You're no match for me. You think you've earned my permission to come? Have you really? I've only just started to enjoy myself. You know what? I don't think you should come. See, the thing is, I like this cock. And I could just kiss it. Oh, fucking day. But you, human, I don't like you. Yet. You're disobedient. So why should I, with all my expertise and popularity, waste my time on someone like you? After all, you're just another toy. I'll tell you what. I'll be kind. If you answer these questions properly, will you carry my books for me for the rest of the semester? Good boy. That's a start. Will you pick me up after class? Good boy. And hold my hands in public, as all the other girls jealously look on. Yes. Oh. You do it for me, right? Good boy. I think that's good enough. Then. I give you permission. You've earned it. Oh. Oh, come on. Come on my tongue. And don't you dare fucking splatter my uniform. Be a good boy. Improve. How badly you deserve this. There we go. I feel you getting close. Are you gonna be a good boy for me? Yes. Then come. That's it. I wish I could have denied you that sweet, sweet release, but, oh, well, I couldn't pass up on the chance to be the first to taste you. As for that stupid bracelet, you'll have to do more to earn my approval. Now pull yourself together, pants back on, and take a seat. Here. Next to me. I want others to see that you're mine. You understand your place, don't you? Good. It's right below me. Good boy. Now don't be nervous. My friends are coming over. Oh! Hey girls! I was just telling our new friend here all about the Hots. Isn't he cute? He'll definitely be hanging around us whenever he can. Isn't that right, cutie? Oh, he's so polite. I'll introduce him to the rest of the girls tomorrow. I know they'll love you. Class is just about to start. You be good. I'll see you after.